Is work-life balance even real? I bet Michael Jordan didn't have work-life balance. Welcome back to Teacher Tales, where we follow one teacher fighting her way through career burnout to find work-life balance and educational bliss, if it still exists. On this episode of Teacher Tales, we learned that not all tasks are created equal. Some things need to be done now, and others need to be done right now. How do we know the difference? We'll decide with a very resourceful tool. But first, another tale from your favorite teacher. Tegan Raines, an illustrious high school teacher, found herself caught in the perpetual whirlwind of task importance. As she navigated the demanding corridors of education, the lines between what was urgent and what was truly important blurred, prompting her to question the elusive concept of work-life balance, as we all do. Tegan's days were a symphony of urgent tasks: lesson planning, grading, meetings, and responding to a flood of emails. Urgency dictated her schedule, often leaving her feeling frazzled and overwhelmed. The constant pressure to address immediate needs took precedence, creating a cycle that seemed never-ending. Teachers, how do you figure out what needs to be done first, second, last? What doesn't get done until next week? How do you decide? What is your system? Amidst the urgency, Tegan took a moment to reflect on what truly mattered. She realized that while urgent tasks demanded immediate attention, the truly important aspects of her life were often relegated to the background, the back burner, if you will. Family, personal well-being, and activities that brought her joy were getting overshadowed by the urgency of work. One day, as Tegan pondered the myth of work-life balance, she wondered if it was a mere illusion. Was it possible to strike a perfect equilibrium between the urgent demands of work and the importance of personal life? The more she delved into this question, the more it seemed like an intricate dance between conflicting forces. Tegan stumbled upon the Eisenhower Matrix, a tool that categorizes tasks between urgency and importance. This revelation became a game changer. She started evaluating her tasks through this lens, discerning what required immediate attention and what could wait. The Matrix helped her to regain control over her time and priorities. Armed with the newfound clarity of the Eisenhower Matrix, Tegan set boundaries. She learned to say no to tasks that, while urgent, weren't truly important. This shift allowed her to carve out dedicated time for her personal life, fostering a semblance of balance. She discovered that by addressing tasks based on their importance, the urgency diminished. Tegan's journey challenged the conventional notion of work-life balance. Instead of a delicate equilibrium, she found that balance was a dynamic interplay, a constant adjustment of the scales based on the urgency and importance of the moment. It wasn't about perfect symmetry, but rather a conscious effort to prioritize what truly mattered. Tegan embraced the dance between urgency and importance. Instead of viewing them as conflicting forces, she recognized their symbolic relationship. Urgency added spice to life, but it was importance that lent it meaning. By acknowledging both aspects, Tegan discovered a harmonious rhythm that allowed her to navigate her professional and personal realms with grace. Tegan concluded that the concept of work-life balance wasn't a fixed state, but a continuous journey. It required constant self-awareness, adaptability, and the courage to challenge the urgency that often overshadowed what was truly important. In doing so, Tegan found a renewed sense of fulfillment in both her professional and personal life, debunking the myth of work-life balance and embracing the dance of urgency and importance. Welcome back, friends. I am here to talk to you all about the Eisenhower Matrix. Well, it was really a conversation that came from, okay, the urgent things need to be done first. Important things also need to be done soon. So I was talking to another teacher about this, and this is pretty much where we landed, where the Eisenhower Matrix, where it is basically four quadrants of two of urgency and then two of importance. And urgent tasks are defined as tasks that put you in reactive mode. So something where it's the email or phone call that comes through and it's like, oh crap, I gotta answer this now. Essential tasks or important tasks are more long term, and they put you in responsive mode. So for example, you might have a vital demonstration or a PD or some kind of lesson that you need done, but at the end of the month. So it's not like it needs to be done right now, but it's definitely important. So at some point, you have to give your focus to that task ahead of time to keep it from becoming urgent, if you will. So once you're clear on the difference between important and urgent for each task, then you could put it into one of the four quadrants. So quadrant one is urgent and important. These things need to be done first. They require immediate attention, because if you don't address them like right away, like now, they will result in significant consequences. So you all know, like when you get the email from like a principal specifically to you, not like all teachers email. No, this is to you specifically. I need to ask you a question. Those are typically ones that you got to get back to right away. Right now, I have a ongoing situation or task, or, you know, it's ongoing. It's all semester. And when my principal or the department that's over it emails me about it, it's kind of like, all right, this gets moved to the top. This is quadrant one. Now, quadrant two is important, but not urgent. These things consist of essential tasks necessary to meet long-term goals, but they are often not urgent. They don't need to be done right now, but if you schedule it out, produce a long-term plan, then you'd be able to get to these. They're in the pipeline, so to speak, on the back burner. Now, quadrant three is urgent, but not important. Okay, so these tasks demand immediate attention, but contribute to long-term goals in very little ways. Right? They're often just distractions or interruptions, requests from others that may consume your time without providing really much meaningful results. So it's best to try to minimize or delegate these tasks in quadrant three. Urgent but not important. These things you delegate. Now, quadrant four is not urgent and not important, and you simply don't do these tasks. So these tasks are often time wasters, trivial activities, or low priority distractions. It is advisable to eliminate or minimize the time spent on these tasks in quadrant four, because they don't really contribute to your productivity or your long-term progress. So just to recap, quadrant one, urgent and important tasks, do these now, like right now. Quadrant two, important but not urgent, these you put on the schedule, you plan it out. Quadrant three is urgent but not important, these you delegate, you try to get somebody else to do those. Quadrant four is not urgent and not important. These you do not do. You just scroll past these. Hint, hint. So now when we're talking about what's important for teachers, some things that may go in the do first category, disciplinary issues, parent-teacher conferences, sometimes grading, especially when there's a grading period coming to an end, eligibility, our favorite thing. Some things that may go into the schedule or quadrant two category may be PD, maybe some self-care. You put it on the schedule, connecting with colleagues, making sure you get out of your classroom, guys. That is important. Build community, work-life balance. Some things that may go into the quadrant three category, the ones that you want to delegate, administrative tasks like making copies, which I like to put everything online, but, you know, we adjust as we have to. Sometimes school supply purchases, right? Those things you can delegate, hopefully. You're not the person that's not that being delegated to, if that makes sense. And then lastly, our trivial category, quadrant four, social media scrolling, clearing out a storage room, cleaning up old emails. These things don't necessarily need to be done. If you have completed everything else and you just have some extra time on your hands, then you could probably do these if they actually need to be done. So, the six steps that you need to use in order to use this well is, first, you have to be clear about what you want to accomplish. Have a goal in mind. That way you can prioritize your tasks. Then you need to make a list of all the tasks. Don't leave anything out. Complete list, everything you have to do. And then from there, you classify what goes in the do first quadrant. You want to do those first. Then you want to move to the schedule quadrant, number two, things that need to be done, but more long term. Then you want to assess the delegate quadrant. What things are things that you have to do, which then may get moved up to the schedule quadrant? What things can you divvy out? Somebody else, someone in the department perhaps can do these things. And then you want to eliminate the unnecessary tasks. In the last quadrant, the don't do quadrant, throw these things away as much as you possibly can. You want to delete the unnecessary things. You want to learn how to say no to some of those things. You want to delegate, right? These are all different skills and tactics that you're going to have to be able to use as we decipher what goes into each quadrant. So let's recap. Quadrant one, things you need to do, urgent, right away. Quadrant two, things you need to schedule, things you need to decide on, long term. Quadrant three, delegate, not that important, maybe things that somebody else can do. And then quadrant four is probably stuff that you don't need to do anyway. Most of these things can be deleted. So as we close out, make sure we're getting the urgent, most important things done first. The not so urgent but important things, we need to schedule it. The things that are urgent but not important, we can delegate those. Let somebody else make the copies. And lastly, the things that are not important and not urgent, those are probably things we don't need to do at all. With that being said, that is our episode for today. Thank you, teacher, for listening. I hope this helps you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Of course, I'll have someone else on, another teacher, probably you listening, to talk about these things in detail. But until next time, keep teaching, keep learning, and I will see you all on the next journey.